Smoke and Strangers, written by Crystal Shard and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and Batman crossover fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Dick Grayson and Sam Manson. By the time Dick got to Robinson Park, it was all over by the shouting and the smell of smoke. "And you should be glad it was me who caught you and not Poison Ivy," snapped a young woman, facing down three men at least a head taller than her. "Dead leaves are more useful on the ground than on fire. Do you know how many nutrients re-enter the soil when dead leaves decompose on the ground?" "No," ventured one of the men, a sheepish-looking blonde. "A lot," the woman said with a raised eyebrow. "Although I suppose I could replace the leaves you burned with one of your arms, that should be a good equivalent." All three flinched back. "Ugh, get out of here. I don't trust you not to mess things up if I make you help." If the men had had tails, they'd have been firmly between their legs as they ran from the tiny, terrifying woman. Said woman sighed and started stamping on the smoldering embers of a former leaf pile, her heavy black boots smothering the faint orange glows that still lay under blackened leaves. "Either leave me alone or come help," she said, her voice carrying over to where Dick stood in his civilian guise. Any doubt that she might not mean him faded as she looked directly at him, startling purple eyes making him blink. Dick joined her, kicking apart clumps of leaves that might be hiding stray sparks. "Happy to help, as long as I get to keep my arms," he joked, meaning every word. The woman huffed a sigh. "You heard that. I wouldn't have actually hurt them, but cowards collapse under believable consequences." Shoulders relaxing, Dick nodded. "That's fair. Do you know if Ivy's going to get annoyed about the leaves too?" "I don't know. I've never met her." She ducked her head, looking away. It wasn't that many leaves, compared to the entire park. I wanted to stop it before everyone and their brother decided it was a good idea and burned everything. I'm Sam, by the way. Dick looked around. "My name's Dick." To her credit, the woman's face didn't even flicker. "Yeah, the last thing we want is Robinson Park going up. With this many leaves on the ground, the plants should do well next year." Sam brightened. "And they'll keep the ground insulated if we get any more cold snaps. Dead leaves are so important for—" Dick let her talk, a flicker of red and green catching his eye in the distance. Once she had his attention, Ivy nodded once to him and then vanished into the undergrowth. Good. Ivy wasn't going to cause trouble today. He'd have to report to Bruce soon, but for now, he had other kinds of fires to help put out. The end.